have to love Brother Tony. He said, we're happy to have Brother John. And when I first got up, he left. So that's true, true happiness. I have... I'm going to ask a couple of questions. And I want to see how good is your memory. How many brothers do you have coming at night so far? Since Monday night? Like at this time, how many? Wow. How many brothers came and challenged you from the Word of God thus far on evenings, in the evenings? How many? Four? Okay, can somebody tell me what was the message on Monday night? Oh, dear. Monday night, who can tell me?
Missionary.
Okay. Oh, okay. So who can tell me what was the subject on Tuesday night? Money? Okay. Who can tell me what was the message on Wednesday night? I'm getting bored. Okay. I want to discuss about something that I really believe is one of the most essential things for the young believer, a young brother, or a young sister to understand. Because we use it very, very loosely. And I want to read a verse, and I want to build that subject that I have in mind from that verse. And I'm trusting as I look different ways, there's Brother Emil and John and Tony, and they will tell me when to stop. Because I always go over time. And I heard that there's no refreshment tonight, so maybe I can go longer. Is that okay? Okay, is that okay? I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 16. Is there a time? Oh dear. Oh dear. Okay, how long do we have? 20 minutes? Okay, turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 16. And I want to read one verse. The book of Acts, chapter 16. And I'm wondering if some young men can stand up and read us verses 1 and 2. Where? Okay. Thank you very much. I want you to listen to me for 15, 20 minutes. And I promise you we would let you go. And you'll have some... I heard that the menu is pizza tonight, so that's why I'm here tonight. But anyway. So I want you just to listen carefully for 15, 20 minutes. Because what I want to discuss quickly is this wonderful thing that we have heard about Timothy, that he was a disciple well reported by the brethren. I want to discuss discipleship. Discipleship. How many of you heard that term, discipleship? Very good. How many of you have dictionaries at home? How many of you ever opened the dictionary and looked the meaning of discipleship? Wow. Okay. Which is okay. I looked the meaning in different dictionaries of what discipleship means, but I have came to this final decision that I want to look from the Bible of what discipleship means. Because we can define it in a different way. Somebody who is a student could be called a disciple. But I want to discuss with you what is true discipleship as far as Scripture is concerned, and then we'll take it from there. But there was a young man, so I want to balance it because you've been taking the book of Ruth, and that's a young sister, and this is a young brother that speaks to men and sisters collectively of what is true discipleship is all about. He was such a disciple that the Apostle Paul delighted himself to take this young man with him. And by the way, he also, the Apostle Paul, spoke of sisters. All you have to do is read the end of the writings of his epistles when he mentions godly young sisters. But I'm trying to set before you what caused the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles of the Lord Jesus, to look at this young individual and say, listen, this man, this young brother is coming with me. This young brother or this young sister is coming with me. You know why? He was a disciple, well reported by the brethren. The first challenge I want to raise before you, that if, which I don't know all your localities, and forgive me because I might not know all your names. I'm at a stage in life, sometimes I forget my own name. But forgive me if I didn't remember all the names, but I'm wondering if I went to your local testimony in Germany or in Switzerland or in the US or Canada, and I asked the brethren around, how about this young brother Alex? Oh, he barely comes to the meeting. Ooh, oof, oof. Well, how about Sister Eileen? Anybody Eileen here? Anybody by the name of Elsie? That's my mother-in-law. Who was laughing? But I wonder if I went to another meeting and I said, how about this Sister Elsie? Can you give me a sense, a report of what kind of sister is she? Hey. Well, you know, she seems okay, but we barely see her. Wow. I can assure you, these qualities that were found in these young individuals will not be the ones that will go with Paul. Will not be the ones. So I want to talk quickly about discipleship. And for the first one, I want you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 16. And the reason I want to talk about discipleship, because the brother was reading from Luke 14. And just before where he stopped, the next verses spoke about discipleship. So when Brother John asked me, I said, I'll look to the Lord and see what he has. And when I saw these verses, I took it from the Lord that maybe it will be well with us to discuss quickly discipleship. So the first one is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. And I want another young brother to read for me verse 24. Another young brother to read for me verse 24. And I have one.